In Northwest news from KPLU, Washington stands to get a new national park and thousands of acres of wilderness. That's if the U.S. Senate approves a massive defense package that has passed the House. It has a handful of public lands bills tacked onto it. As KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe explains, the tragic landslide in Oso appears to have opened the door to a bipartisan solution.
For years, says U.S. Senator Patty Murray, there was a stalemate on bills including an expansion of the Alpine Lakes Wilderness Area near Seattle. Also stuck in committee was the Elabit Creek Wild and Scenic River Bill for Skagit County. The Democrat is already counting these as great victories.
And it sort of started because of the Oso landslide.
Murray says people there told her they wanted to preserve a popular lookout in the Glacier Peak Wilderness to keep drawing hikers to the area. She took that to House Republican Doc Hastings, who controls the key committee.
I called up Doc. He immediately was helpful, understood the economic value of that, and worked with me to get it passed. Almost overnight.
She says the stalemate was broken and they began making deals. Among Hastings' priorities was reopening the summit of Rattlesnake Mountain in the Hanford Reach National Monument. And both say they're excited about the new Manhattan Project National Historical Park to be created around Hanford's B reactor. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.